Well, we'll talk about the Moshiach. So, it's easy to think, okay, things happen in life. Challenges happen, difficulties happen. And Hashem's there to save us when we get into a mess. Rav Tzadok HaKohen, in Takanas HaShavim, explains actually all the way around. That actually Hashem desired and wanted to create a world which is full of chasroinus. It's full of deficiencies. And he wants us to recognize the challenges and problems in life and the chasroinus in the world in general, and that he, and he alone, is the Moshiach. To get to the point of realizing the Cha'ani, that I'm all yours. To recognize that we have no Yeshua outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Li Naya Lahishia. That everything, as it is the way it's meant to be. And that we need to make a space in our lives to recognize Hashem. That's an ikka, an intrinsic part of our avodah, of our service of Hashem. Is to realize that salvation only comes from Him. Or as Fasamis and Sukkis says, Dalaisi v'liya hoshia. If we know our own impoverished state, our own impoverished land, whether it's spiritual, whether it's material, then we'll turn to Him. Chazal say, actually, in discussing Halal, Psochem daf kif yed zayin on the base, Afal pishani dala, even though I'm impoverished, li na'e yahoshia, I'm fitting to be saved. Why? By recognizing that we don't really deserve it. By limiting our own ego. We realize and recognize the space for Hashem in our lives. Meaning He sets up a world where we need to make space for Him. Where we need to develop a sense of God consciousness. Of an awareness of the fact that we're totally dependent on Him. So all of these challenges are there for us to develop that sense of dependence, that sense of awareness. When we do that, we get to this level of recognizing ultimately it's all Hashem. If we take it a bit further, the Bnei Yisrael explains there's a difference between Ezra and Yeshua. What is it? Yeshua is where you're saved from somebody else after you cry out. You cry out and there's salvation there. Ezra is where you're helped even before you call out. So when we say Melech Oizer Moshiach, Terem Yikrov Ani Ene, even before we cry out, He's there. He's answering. But only if we recognize that it all comes from Him. It all comes from Him. That's why the pasuk finishes off. They're still talking and I listen. We have an awareness of who we are. We have an awareness of our impoverished deeds. Of an awareness that Hashem's the only one that can save us and help us. And then, even before we call out, He's there for us. That's Ezra. Melech Oizer U'Moshiach. Oizer is before we call out. Moshiach is after we call out. So when we say Melech Oizer U'Moshiach, Margin, to realize that there are both levels there. There are times where He helps us before we call, and there are times where we have to call out. But both of them are ultimately leading to the same point of this awareness of Hashem.